Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture, one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley, the editor for Idol Talk, and my husband, Park Chan-il, has officially left for the military. And now my side piece,
Baekhyun.
My side piece, Baekhyun, is leaving at the beginning of March. Or no, May. So now I'm all alone, a single mother of five.
Eight.
How many children do I have now?
You don't even know.
Too many. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris, co-host, and I'm happy to announce that I'm slowly coming out of my GD depression. I can finally listen to his music again. I still refuse to listen to Blackpink, but I have accepted him back into my life. His Dazed Korea cover.
So was this thing all fake? Like, are they dating?
Because
there hasn't been any news, okay, so I assume that it was just fake.
That's what I'm saying,
fake.
Is that that's how fucking influential GD is. Is that the media, the paparazzi knows to leave him alone. They'll, like, explode this story, and then they'll leave him alone.
That's true. He holds a lot of power, so they know not to F with him.
So
they're scared.
Don't make me go back into my depression.
She just recovered, you guys.
Right, and we have Casey back from her puppies hiatus. Casey?
Hello, I'm back. This is my comeback. I have new hair. I have a full life with my puppies. We're getting down to a really good schedule. And I'm starting to have time for myself again, which is great because I did get the puppy blues for like a whole month.
What does that mean?
It's like baby blues. It's like when you like lose your identity because you're just so consumed with like the care for these little creatures, be it a baby or a
puppy.
Yeah. So you start getting like depressed because you're tired, you're a little sleep deprived, you're not really prioritizing like your meals the way you would normally do. I got hit with that hard, especially because, you know, they're puppies, so they're still learning a lot of really basic stuff. So it was weird. I don't recommend getting two puppies at once unless you have like a really good like tag team. Like me and Cody are like such a good team that we agree on like everything, so it makes it really easy to like juggle them. But if you feel like you're not in a position to like handle it, like either by yourself or your partner is not on the same board with like your different ideas for training or food or whatever, do not do two puppies. They have their own identities each, and they have to be treated that way.
I was about to adopt three.
What?
Because there is this rescue group like posted about these three sisters that are bonded together, and I was like, I don't want to separate them, and like I know I for sure want one, and like I, you know, I have a
Chris. No.
Okay. Well, I'm just you raise let me chime in and say we are not a puppies podcast.
Sorry.
You have extra questions, you're gonna have to go ask Key. About his Gomdae and Garason and his raising of them over the last
five or 6 years.
Okay, so
if I can tie
years.
It back to Key's puppies, I can talk about my puppies on the pod.
Correct.
But they're K-pups.
So what, like, one of them is a Shawol.
Only Jake is the puppy wool. Finn does not care about music at all. He just cares about food, so...
That's fine.
But I'm working. You guys haven't watched her stories. Sometimes she'll post Jake like bopping his head to Shiny, and it's the cutest thing in the world.
Aww,
only
cute.
Shiny.
All right. Well, if we haven't lost you already, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Idol Talk Pod, and rate, review, and subscribe to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, and Pandora. If you have any feedback or topics that you'd like us to cover, email us at idletalkpod@gmail.com. And we also have our content directory, idletalkpod.uwu.ai. Just a little quick update with our podcast. We are going to change or kind of revert back to releasing once every 2 weeks. Sometimes life gets in the way, and we want to be consistent, but we also want to be just upfront with how much we can cover in the span of a month. So we're going to be going back to once every 2 weeks, but we hope to kind of interact with the fans just as much. And in the process of that, we haven't recorded in a while, and we apologize, but we're back with a new episode. And what we're going to do for this time around is to just do a very go around the table and say kind of what we've been involved in the K-pop world, however deeply complex it might be. We wanted to give the hosts a chance to kind of just chat about what they've been listening to, or we can do recommendations, and we'll just kind of go around the table. So we'll go ahead and start with Casey, since she has been on hiatus a little bit. And Casey, do you have anything that you've been interested in these last couple of weeks?
Mason, I cannot with you right now. You are okay. So Nathan already knows what I'm going to talk about, but this is not a group that I think we've talked about before on the podcast, and I'm pretty much deep in this. So let's just go into it. So I actually got into this group because one of our listeners, Helene from Norway, shout out, she was messaging me about, I think it was about SHINee. And then out of nowhere, she was like, "Have you seen the Only One Of music video?" And I was like, "No." So I looked it up and I saw just like the little screen, the clip.
Thumbnail?
Thumbnail on YouTube. And I messaged her right away. I was like, "I'm scared." And why? I was right to be scared.
Describe why.
So this is a controversial music video. And if the listeners don't know what music video I'm talking about, it's their latest release, Libido. Ooh. Anyone who knows the definition of that word can kind of get a taste of what the
I
song
just
and
can't
the music
believe
video is about.
That someone okayed the title Libido.
So it's actually being like very controversial right now with like K-Nets specifically, just because this is a level of skinship and skin showing from male groups that isn't really typical, because it's sensual and it's between the members. So,
oh wait, can you describe that a little bit more? I just want to paint the picture for me.
Okay, so before we started recording, Nathan described it as BDSM, which it's not. It's not that extreme. But okay, they do have some choreo involving string, where they like will tie it around each other's neck and like pull them close, or they'll tie it around each other's waist and pull it close.
Are they
There's
shirtless?
One scene. Like, they're mostly shirtful. Okay. Some are shirtless.
Yeah.
Not shirtless, but like open blazer with no shirt.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay, okay.
Or like a button-up shirt, but like the back is cut out.
I was
or the sides
just imagining them all naked when you first started talking.
No.
And I was like,
no, they're not all. No, no.
That's why I was saying that this is, it is overtly sexual for a Korean group to do. I think if you watched it, you would agree it's not more skin than like we've seen from other groups. But it's the choreo being sensual with one another. And, like, there's a lot of, like, focus on, like, a clavicle or, like, fingers grazing an arm.
Wow.
And there's one dance move where they take a string and one member is standing and the other member is kind of kneeling facing the other member's body. And then they pull the string so that they're kind of, like, pulling towards crotch height. And then there's another move, which is the most controversial of the moves, where one of the members he's on his like knee, and then the other member he's dancing with is standing up, and he kind of pulls his arm through that other member's legs, and it appears to slam above said standing member's crotch area, but it's slightly above where
it's slightly
it
above
would be.
So
So that's why it's controversial, is because of that particular move to the point where they actually changed the choreo for the later live stages.
Oh. Like they have a performance of that on M Countdown.
Oh. Yes. The very first comeback stages, the first few, they had it as the original choreo. And then the later choreo was like to the side on the upper thigh rather than above. Yeah. So they did have to amend it because it's too old. It said that it was like 19 and older can only watch it.
Oh my God.
So yeah. I was telling Sammy over the weekend, I was like, how did they okay this and not let EXO say the word lotto on like Korean TV? And they are, EXO, when EXO was promoting lotto, they had to change it to louder. And like, you can do that? What's going on?
They're starting to open their minds by little, but still not to the extent that I'm generally so shocked accepted.
From Chunga's music video. Was it Bicycle? Like, yeah. I'm still shocked from that one. And I thought that was bold.
They're getting edgier. Yeah. I like it.
Or Sunmi's tail.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So was this video case, like, good? Is the song good?
Yes. Oh, the song is amazing. I want everyone to know that I come for the thirst, but I stay for the talent.
Okay.
These boys are amazing. Also, they're age appropriate for me because their oldest member is from 1992 and their youngest is 1999.
Ooh, so older than me.
Okay, great.
They debuted in 2019. However, their age group is older. Hey, that was the first thing I checked after I watched this music video. I was like, is this legal for me to view? Because I'm ready to dive on in. You know what
I mean? Like, turn yourself in at this point, Casey. You can cuff yourself.
Arrest me. They're so good. I already have two members that I like can pick out. So I'm making really good progress with being in only one of Stan or Lion.
So Casey, was this their debut song or did they already stuff? But this has been just giving them a lot of attention.
Lately. This is giving them a lot of attention. They debuted in 2019 with a song.
Oh, so they've been around already.
Yeah. And their concept has always, from what I've gathered, played around with like religious iconography or imagery or whatever.
This sounds like a perfect group for you.
Growing up.
Yeah. Yes.
They're involved in their projects. Like, they're all visuals. They show a lot of skin. They're not afraid to like touch each other and interact with each other. It's just checking all the boxes for me. I gotta be honest.
Fantastic over here.
I'm happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you.
And yeah, it's all thanks to Helene.
This was a lot. And this has been buzzing in the YouTube reaction, K-pop reactors kind of community. Because when like the crazy parts hit, they're just like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I was like screaming and because I was in the middle of my work day. I put it up on my work computer, like on my screen, like super big, not really expecting that to happen at all because it's like a Korean group. You know, I never really expect it to be too risque.
Yeah.
And so I was making like stifling scream noises and my puppy Jake was like staring at me like wide-eyed, just so scared because he could tell I was like being
taken
weird.
Aback.
Taken aback is a good word. But yeah, I'm in this group now.
Awesome.
Added another. None of them will be my sons. I'm going to tell you that right now.
They'll be your baby. No. Your baby.
Your bae. Right.
Your bae. Right. Your bae.
We'll figure it out. You awesome. Guys can come along on this journey with me. It's new.
I think I think this worked for people.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, which sometimes you have to be controversial to get noticed, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see how long it lasts for them. I think I saw a headline today saying that they're going to do a quick repackage album to ride the wave. So, I mean.
Oh, good for them.
I like it.
Clearly worked for them.
Happy for them.
Speaking of repackages, Atlantis came out today. Today is April 12th.
Yay! Ooh, that transition was so smooth.
Casey, I hear you've been listening to Atlantis.
Yes, and I'm deep, deep, deep into it. I love the song. It's very much classic SHINee.
Yes.
Love the music video. Minho is my bias. Oh! Just kidding. No. Maybe.
I was going to say, that's breaking news.
Okay.
I thought it was Taemin.
Okay, let me explain.
Taemin is my ultimate, but I don't have a SHINee bias.
Oh.
No, I told Casey that Minho is potentially her bias in SHINee, but it's potentially still possible that Taemin is her ultimate bias. That's kind of controversial.
I can understand that.
Thank you, Chris. I feel like a fool saying Taemin's not my SHINee bias, but he's
like, how can you, like, I don't know. I don't have a SHINee bias because I just can't, you can't put one on top of the rest of them. They're all so, like, freaking talented in their own way. So
exactly, but I can put all of them on top of me.
And SHINee Taemin is completely different than Taemin, like solo Taemin. So I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
I loved Atlantis. It was
Atlantis.
Classic dance pop hit that they're known for. They tried to do something different with Don't Call
Me.
It
worked, yeah.
It worked.
Okay, but I thought you were going to say it failed.
No, it worked, but they're back. This is, you know, if you look at the order of the songs, it goes like Atlantis and then Code, right? Code is like their sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like also.
Yeah.
So it's nice that those two are kind of at the top. So I've been listening to SHINee a lot too. I watched their concert. It was wonderful.
Oh, you did?
They performed this song in the same way that NCT performed Punch. They performed Atlantis at the virtual concert 2 weeks ago. But it just kind of like got thrown in there. Like a surprise.
Casually.
Also, the SHINee concert was so much more expensive than all the other virtual concerts that I paid for. But that's okay.
Wait, do you get a video on demand or what?
Oh, you paid for it?
I think so.
I don't know. Because I never got the NCT one.
This isn't like big hit, you know. They're going to give us the VOD.
But I don't know how long it's going to take to get it.
I still haven't gotten the NCT one. And
it's been like a year.
It's been longer than 2 months for the NCT one.
It's been a year.
Which NCT one? Resonance.
The 2020.
Yeah. Oh, damn, dude. No, it's been like 5 months.
I checked V Live, like, that's how long I've checked V Live that it went like off my apps. I checked and it says, like, come back later, stream has ended.
Oh, well.
Ooh, Nathan, real quick, tie back to only one of my favorite members of the two that I know, Yujung, he is a Taemin stan.
Oh.
Okay.
You'll be pleased to know that his Want cover is pretty good.
Okay, that's good.
Yes, he does Taemin justice. And right, he's such a fanboy, he met him and like was like starstruck for 30 minutes.
Well, Taemin, you know.
Taemin has that effect on people.
Yeah, so going back to the concert, they did perform this song, and they talked a little bit about it. They said that the song is about the first deep feelings for someone that you love, and kind of how chock full of mysteriousness that period of time is. Like, you don't really understand, like, why you have such deep feelings for someone, for example. Kind of like the mysteriousness of, like, the underworld, the underwater world of Atlantis.
Love it. So I felt like the music video was like, I've watched it a couple times, so I feel like the concept is that they are dancing inside this like aquarium store, like fish store, but they're also dancing in one of the fish tanks, which is why some of the decorations when they go underwater is kind of like fake looking, and it ties back to their like fake concept. Remember that fake yard concept they did for yes, but in like a different, but in a, it's like fake also, but like in a different direction. You know, get what I'm saying?
Well, I think it isn't a shop, because at the end of the music video it zooms out and it's just a shop that says Atlantis. Like, it's in like a store.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Wow, I thought I was deep for like investigating.
I was like, no, Casey, oh God, I think so you're right.
You missed the last five seconds.
I missed it. I missed it because I was like, all right. I was like, all right, it's done. Go back to the beginning all over again.
Yeah, but I loved the song. I loved the concert. I thought that the, what are those, like, not the graphics, but like the effects, like the video effects of the concert was the best SM one that I've seen.
What were they?
Wow, they're really tightening up their production.
Yeah,
then.
I feel like they're really getting it now. Yes. And also, I think what I appreciate about SM is that, like, they know, they value mm-hmm. SHINee a lot, right? So they're going to pull up, like, the biggest stops for them.
Oh, that's nice.
I love that.
Yeah. And they know that, you know, they've been through it. So, like, mm-hmm. they know to treat them well, which is something that I can always look forward to. When it, like, I think SHINee is now the only group that has come back twice in the year. Like, with two full comebacks. I mean, IU had the single, but then did the other comeback. But I think this veteran group is now... The one that's come back.
They're hustling.
Yeah, they're hustling for... They're riding their wave of, what? Like, renewed kind of work after the military. So I'm glad they're doing it.
I'm getting really suspicious.
Did the album only have one new song?
I think it had a couple. I haven't listened to the whole album yet.
It had a couple new songs. Area, off the top of my head.
I haven't listened to
Days and Years, it seems like.
I only listen to Atlantis.
Days and Years, Area, Atlantis. Oh. The others are the same from the Don't Call Me album. So this was a repackage that they tried to put together really quick, which was good. Also, what
we
was
got
really
the
cool
gift that is Atlantis.
Yeah, what was really cool about the concert was also they did like maybe they didn't do a lot of these, but one of the stages that stood out to me was they did a mix of Heart Attack and Married to the Music. Like they transitioned so that I was like, wait, what? I forgot that people could do this.
Mad. Yeah. Why did I sleep?
I don't even know where I was.
I'm a fake fan.
You're on the schedule now. It was Casey.
It was at 1 a.m. start. And I wake up at 6, so it's like fuck.
I know.
It's
good.
And then we got a crying Onu too. Aww. So I mean, like we always want I love to see their emotion and
why did he cry?
So at the end of the concert, like they really care about their work, mm-hmm. right? Like this is a group that's been through it. This is a group that Jesse says, or who said it? I forgot who said that SHINee was like the most precious group of Korea. And I think that's the best way to explain about SHINee to another person. That might be like new. They're not the most popular. They don't get the most views. Like we know that, but they're the most precious group, right? So, mm-hmm. Where was I going with this? Oh, so Onu at the end, he's like, you know, it's probably going to be a while after Atlantis that we're going to do anything like as a group, right? So he was basically like saying like, I mean, they're a veteran group. Yeah. They're not going
to
keep coming back like once every 3 months.
Back.
Like, that's not what they're about. Yeah, that's not what they're about.
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay.
So, like, they're probably going to be doing individual things. Onu's going to be doing a musical. Minho's probably going to go back on the big screen. Do anything.
He's
on Amazing Saturday. Yeah. So he was basically saying, like he just doesn't want to be forgotten, like, after Atlantis, because it's probably going to be a while till the next group activities.
Oh my goodness. He survived military duty. And
yeah, we're like,
forgot him.
It's
going to
be fine. Oh no.
It's
late. But it just shows how much he cares, you know?
Do you think that they're like kind of thinking also about when Taemin's going to have to go to the military?
Yeah, I'm sure they're thinking about that too.
Do you think it's sometimes
he still
soon?
Has to do his service? I'm going to leave Casey to say that.
No,
or
it's probably going to be like 2 years because Baekhyun and Chanyeol, they were supposed to go last year. And they just... No, were they supposed to go last year? Or 2 years ago? And they just
I think Taemin should just get in and get out. That's what he should do.
He could go
no,
with Baekhyun.
No, he should just be exempt.
Well,
I don't
that's
know.
Another
I feel
topic
like,
of controversy.
I feel like... Yeah, okay. So I know some idols got... Like, not exemptions, but, like, extensions. I feel like maybe he's, I'm mixed feelings about it. Yes, I want him to just get it over with and come back, but also I don't think I could handle it emotionally.
Like him gone?
For 2 years.
Like him and Liz.
Well, no, it's not 2 years anymore.
Can you imagine my Timony in a military uniform?
What, like, the, with his hair.
And his tongues are not going to be able to take him to school and protect him from bullies and stuff.
I'm going
to
cry. He should have just enlisted with them.
He
what the
probably
fuck?
Is going to be like one of those social service workers.
Well, you still have to go through basic training.
Oh, you do?
Of and course. Shave your head? It's just like the U.S. military. Oh.
They're gonna shave his head. Oh my god!
I was,
you're
that's
right.
The first thing that popped in my head. I was like, he's gonna have to shave.
You know what?
His head.
I was totally prepared for that when Dio went to the military because his hair was already bald.
I know.
What am I gonna do?
I still haven't seen Chanyeol's shaved head. They haven't released a photo.
He I thought they did. Yeah.
I posted on the IG.
Was it shaved or was he wearing?
No,
a
I think it was shaved. I remember seeing it.
It was shaved. It was that picture.
Yeah.
Where they
yeah,
their...
they all did the head touches.
I'll do the
oh
hand.
Oh my god, I've been so out of it. What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
So, okay, we'll finish up. Casey, anything else of note? It seems like
I thought it was...
Right back into where you left off.
Thirsty. Yes.
Shower season.
It is. It has been shower season. It,
no, yeah.
Shower season never
ended. Still
shower
season.
It was easier for me to just, like, listen to my existing liked. I know that was, like, not my K-pop resolution. Again, I failed. But it was just easier. Now that I have more time, I'm definitely going to, like, start delving into, like, the latest releases from groups that I already know. And also, obviously, getting really into Only One Of. I'm still getting into Promise 9. So.
Well, you're lucky because Promise 9 did... I don't think they promoted since you left, so that's
no, they've done nothing, so...
There you go.
There we go.
You win! All right. Thanks, Casey. Chris, what
have
you been up to?
I've also been kind of, like, honest, like Casey said, like, just listening to what I already like. So it was nonstop Shiny ever since Don't Call Me. Like, their album has been mm-hmm. on repeat everywhere else. But until recently, literally 2 days ago, I was browsing YouTube and I came across Super M's new video, We Do. And
yeah, what is that about? It's, like, why are they randomly?
Yeah, explain this.
Why are they randomly?
That's exactly
it?
That was my first thought. I was like, why are they releasing this? Isn't Baekhyun about to leave too?
That's, yeah.
It was like a special, like, advertisement.
I really feel like it was because they're in this, like, laundry room, first of all. It's legit like a Target commercial, just not, like, red and white. Like, they're just...
Yeah, it's like a Super M X, like, Prudential, some company that they, like...
Is it like the Korean Airlines thing?
The song was great, though.
The song was so catchy. It was all in English.
Really fun.
All English, funky, ooh, disco. Like, it was a really good, like, summer song. So, and that's where I was originally like, oh, okay, summer is here. If Super M is coming out with a summer song right now, like, maybe now it's the time where everyone's going to come out.
That felt like
right?
a summer
yeah.
bop. Super M's release, along with the Atlantis release, for me, it just ushered in summer
yeah.
a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, it was like
me.
This renewed wave of, oh, like, there's going to be... Because I feel like the whole K-pop world has been, like... It was like they were put on hold for Shiny's comeback, you know, let them have their time. Shiny had their time, and it's like, I feel like they never got back to it. Or maybe I was just too, like,
yes.
delved into Shiny.
I think what happened this year was it was a little quiet at first. IU has been reigning the charts like crazy. No one has been able to touch yes. her.
Baekhyun won on the
Baekhyun
show.
Came back Bambi. Because he's able to sell albums. I think he's now like the top SM artist with albums. But, and then I think like the first quarter of 2020 can be defined as Brave Girls. Taking over like crazy.
I still feel like they're taking over. Like
they're still
they're
promoting
on variety shows now. They're like everywhere.
They be having fun. Everyone is covering them. The song is a summer bop. Oh my goodness. I can't get enough of it.
I love it.
Sorry. And then the Super M song hit, and I was like, oh, this is summer.
I was like, so oh, we're here, Chris. Now. And then another artist that I kind of went into a mini rabbit hole for was Jessie. I just love her. Peter and I watched her episode of Men on a Mission. Men in the one with oh my gosh.
Oh, the school.
Yeah, contest? Yes. We watched her episode, and she is just.
Does she have a solo
episode? She doesn't have a solo episode. She's there, I think, with one other artist and an actor. I think. I wasn't too familiar with them. I only watched it because of her. And she is so hilarious. And I just, I love her antics. Like, it's so funny. And so then
I
dove into like the rabbit hole of just like clips of her on interviews. I saw the interview she had with Minnow, and it was so funny.
So funny.
It was hilarious. So funny. I just love her outgoing personality, and so like I've been listening nonstop to What Type of X and that in the TikToks. Yes. The TikToks are so good. Like she did one with Heechul, with Psy, she did one with Hwasa, and just
Chunga,
and just like a bunch of different artists. So I'm for sure like fangirling over her right now.
Psy knows how to make them bops that are like a little bit. Yeah, like they're like a little bit novelty-y, right? But they're also like just really catchy and good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that it's kind of like, it's still her style, you know? Mm-hmm. Like it's edgy and different, but still a bop.
It does sound like her style. It does sound like her style.
Yeah. There's one part in there. Oh my gosh, I'm blinking right now. That's kind of like. It has a little bit of a touch of like what Big Bang or what GD would have in their songs. And you know how What Type of X is kind of like a more upbeat, like techno-y song. There's, what was it? Like GD sometimes has this like one lyric, like, why so serious? Like in this like kind of like robot-y voice. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? And so she has that too in this song. And I was like, oh. Where did this come from? Like, I was like, okay, I like her.
She kind of, I mean, she's, I mean, I think I said last year that Hwasa was like the it girl.
No, I'm sorry. I love my queen, but she's been overtaken. I love you, Hwasa, still.
Well, it's just that Jessie is her onni. Like, it's just that she's just her older sister, you know?
If so anything, maybe Hwasa learned from her.
Yes, I think that's, I think Hwasa takes cues from
it's Jessie. So cute to see them like side by side and like in her TikTok when they do the TikTok dance together. Like it's like
she just has a lot of like really, really contagious charisma.
Yeah. And you just see how like how much Hwasa loves her. Like she's like, I don't know. I love her.
She's fun.
What I love about Jessie is she's very comfortable like with anyone.
She's a fire sign.
I think I saw that on your Instagram story, Chris.
I was like, this makes I messaged Chris back and I was like, this makes a lot of
Chris
sense.
Chris just loves her
I wish.
But you love your fire signs.
Oh, that's
my sign. God. That explains a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't identify.
I don't remember
Jessie's personality, but well, I like her personality.
Are you a Sagittarius?
He is.
Yes.
Nathan does not track for the typical Sagittarius, I guess.
So I'm convinced that Nathan has some hidden talents that we have yet to see. He's gonna bloom out as a full on Sagittarius one of these days on the pod.
Yeah, Nathan's gonna have his Nunu Nana moment.
All right.
Evidence shows all these Sagittariuses.
You know what, Chris? I would love for you to go down like the Jessie history rabbit hole of like what? I mean, she's always been a very key figure in the K-pop industry. I wonder what she. You know, I don't think we as collectively have really caught.
Blanket like overview look into her whole thing. I know she was a part of two groups beforehand. She signed with P Nation in 2019, I think.
Which is when she had her Nuna Nana
big hit. Yeah. So I think it was
when
you know what I'm thinking is like that people just didn't know how to handle her. And it took someone like Sai to be like,
lay into it. I think Sai gave her the freedom to just be like, be yourself. I feel like with her, she's always talked about like the difference between being Korean and Korean American.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So I think someone was finally like,
just do it. Yeah.
And
it's been the difference. Look at her now. Like,
she's literally like Blossom. You could see how she glows when she talks to people because she's so comfortable and like genuinely happy to be there. I think that makes a big difference with like with your charisma translating through the screen. One of my favorite videos of her is when she's with fucking Eric Nam.
So funny.
And she tells him, we could speak English. And they immediately start, he tells her that we could speak English. They immediately start fucking cussing. Like, calling each other motherfucker, shouting it hella loud too. And it's like,
oh my gosh.
That's your English? You revert. So, I love it.
That's what they're comfortable
in. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Korean Americans.
All right. Thanks, Chris. All right, Ashley, what have you been up to?
Nothing, I feel. Okay, maybe I should just tell this to the listeners because I feel like I'm going to be talking about it for my future to come. But NCT has a brand new maknae and it is debuting in October 2021. Because I am birthing.
I thought that was the announcement that you were going to do, but then I got confused with like, because you know how NCT came out with their
hot sauce thing? No, I thought it was real. I was like,
imagine the timing like turns out to be so perfect that I have this baby and NCT also debuts a new group in October.
That's why I got confused.
But for the listeners, I'm pregnant now. So I am, as of this week, April 12th, I am 11 weeks. So I'm in the end of my first trimester, which is contributing also to why the editing schedule has been so shitty. I'm so sorry. And like why we're also going on a bi-weekly.
Bi-monthly.
What is this? Bi-monthly. No, it's bi-weekly.
No, bi-weekly.
Means every
other month.
Twice.
Oh, does it mean two times a week or every 2 weeks?
Every two. Bi-weekly means every 2 weeks. Bi-monthly is every 2 months.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So now we're going on a bi-weekly release schedule. So anyway, now you know that. So what's been up with me, because I've been going through like first trimester pregnancy woes, I haven't really been doing anything but like laying down and eating and watching TV. So the past couple months, I've really been into Penthouse Season 2, which I don't know, like if you guys are
Penthouse?
Penthouse Season 2 is the Penthouse 2 is the official name. It's the K-drama that is like number one in Korea right now. 13 of their episodes were like ranked number one in Korea every time that they aired. Yeah. So I watched it with Sammy as it was coming out, and they're coming out with a season 3 spoiler if anyone didn't know that, but like,
well, that's not a spoiler.
Multi-season.
Yeah, I know.
What? Yeah. Yeah, it was really good, but I feel like, you know when TV shows like are so good that they keep producing spoilers, or not spoilers, but like plot twists just for the sake of plot twists? Going. Yeah. I feel like that's what happened towards the end, and now they're producing a season 3. So like, where is this story gonna go now? I'm just worried about this show. I don't know.
About the quality.
Yeah, about the quality of the storyline. But anyway, yeah, that took up like, I don't know, 2 months. Now I'm watching Kingdom, which is the reality or the survival show between all of the B-tier boy groups. And so far, it's been really good. They're on their second or their first competition, and half of the contestants just performed. I feel like Icon is like, Icon You guys aren't watching it, so I will. I'll just tell you, Icon in the last episode ranked last place. Ooh. And it's kind of weird because, like, they seem really like advanced for the show. You know, everyone on the show has like some big hits that they can perform, whereas Icon has won like multiple number one hits, like Song of the Year with Love Scenario. It feels like they're way too advanced for the show. So there's just like a weird dynamic going on. But yeah, for the record, I want to say that Stray Kids is going to win the show, and that's what's in my heart and in my head. I know at the last episode I said that in my heart, I wanted Stray Kids to win, but in my head I thought it was going to be ATEEZ, and my prediction of ATEEZ is completely wrong. They're bad.
I have a question about Stray Kids.
Okay.
What's going on with your son?
Hyunjin?
Yeah.
He's been put in the JYP dungeon for bullying other kids.
So is that real?
It's still unconfirmed, but I think the press is just like
too much hurting for JYP.
So he's just like stepped aside for now.
So is he going to be kicked out? Or is it still
up
in the air?
I think he's going to come back once they figure out, like...
How long are the Kingdom episodes? Because Gabe told me that it's only going to be, like, 6 episodes.
No. It's like an hour. So far, they've produced...
But wait, that doesn't tell me how many episodes there are, though.
There's going to be... So there's 4 competitions. The first competition, the first half, they're breaking it up into 2 episodes. So let's say each competition has 2 episodes, and then there's the finale, like, there's the intro episode plus 8 episodes, maybe an end episode, so 10 episodes.
Oh, 9? Okay.
9 or 10?
So, yeah. Wait, so Gabe's wrong. I also have a question.
Yeah.
What's happening with Yuno, or is it just Jaehyun that's been emceeing the whole thing?
Oh, right. So Yuno, as you guys know, he went out and broke COVID laws, and he hung out with his friends and had to step down from Kingdom because of all that controversy.
It was like a little bit complicated, though, because he was hanging out like there because he was friends with the owner, not because the restaurant was open.
Right. But it was past curfew hours.
Yeah. So he was treating the restaurant like a house, not as like a business, but he obviously was in a business. So that's where the problem lies.
What about the whole, like, sex worker or sex play, whatever, like, he was in some adult-only, like, establishment?
What?
I don't, that might be fake news. I didn't hear about that.
I really hope so. No, there was a, because I remember it was one right after the other. It was, he broke COVID protocols, and then there was, like, he was seen, like, running away from this, like, adult-only. I forgot if it was, like, a store or if it was, like...
No, I think people were saying that he ran away from the police. That was the rumor.
Because of COVID protocol? Because of the COVID police? Yeah. Hold on. I remember sending the link, like, what the heck is going on with Yuno?
Oh no.
And then I heard that he's stepping down, and like, and so then that's why I'm saying, like, did they ever clear him from that? Because that's a big a big thing to like say that he went to this type of establishment.
Right.
I don't know. Hold.
Case, did you find something?
It says that the running from the police was fake news.
Yeah, that was the rumor. I didn't hear anything about what Chris just said.
Oh, so apparently he went to comfort a friend at a shady establishment. That's what I'm seeing as the terminology that they're using for that. But I can't find like a specific, like what type of place specifically is this shady establishment.
I think in the end, though, he got cleared of all of his issues because he's back as a host on Kingdom now. In the first episode where they had their introduction performances, Mnet had to cut him out completely. So he was there hosting, but while he was talking, they were cutting to like other members' reactions or just like Changmin's reactions, whatever. But in this second episode, they like fully showed his face every time he talked.
And oh, so he was like, talking and showing his face was okay with mics and everything.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I found
it. Okay. Okay, Chris.
The headline says, this is from March 12th, a month ago. Netizens left in shock after reports that TVXQ, you know, tried to flee from police after getting caught at an illegal adult entertainment business. That was the headline that I sent and I saw.
I mean, I guess we'll see what happens at the next episode if he gets
I'm reading the article. It says, since then, SM Entertainment is continuing to deny the reports that he fled the police.
Specifically, but not for the other part.
But, I mean, if he's on Kingdom now, I'm sure
maybe,
he's fine.
Maybe they forgot about it. I hope.
I'm sure they would have just come out if he was still having
issues. He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it has to do with quote unquote illegal adult entertainment businesses.
So that was my question.
Oh my god, this is what? Sorry, Chris. No, oh, no, I interrupted you. I was gonna steer. Okay, I was gonna veer off. It has just been a scandalous season. Like, even casually being in and out of K-pop and just South Korean pop culture in general, I still get like the headlines of scandals, and like everyone is having a scandal. That actor,
yes!
Jisoo,
I was just about to bring that up too.
He was,
what is that?
That actor Jisoo.
He was in Strong Girl. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Strong Girl.
The cop
whatever.
Friend.
Okay.
Strong Woman. Dobongsoon.
My first love.
He was in something. Yes, that one. I don't
remember.
What happened
to him?
Else. Oh, he was like accused of like sexual bullying when he was in high school, where he was, got like it went beyond like just like the average school violence reports we've been hearing about. So that's why he's like getting so embroiled in it. And also,
guilty. He was like guilty,
he
right?
To pay, he has to pay like hundreds of thousands of dollars in like US dollars, like they had like a big number. I forgot exactly if it was six digits or if it was like a million.
It was like a million because of those reports. I looked into it because I was like, so because of these allegations, he stepped down from the drama, but it was like in the middle of
airing.
That was currently airing. So because it was currently airing, they had to obviously replace him. And so
Was it still filming?
And so I think it was the
They had to like recast someone midway.
I think the US production company or whoever's handling the US side of the drama charged him for like all the damages that he caused because he stepped down. And it was I think it was in the millions.
I think you're right too, because I remember sending it to Cynthia and I was like, this is insane. And it was in USD. His career's over.
And he left for the military. And he just left. It was like he stepped down.
I think he made a quick transition.
He stepped down and he peaced out to the military. And then all this stuff's coming out that he has to pay all this money.
That sounds familiar. It's like that
goes back to our roots.
It's like that kid from AB6 who got a DUI and then
Went to the military.
Or our favorite bad boy. One of our original first few episodes we covered
Not favorite. I will not be tagged with
favorite bad
with
boy. Can I just say I'm so torn as a VIP. I can't be OT5. I'm sorry. I can't, guys. Yeah. And they're so like OT5 VIPs are so gung-ho OT5. They're aggressive.
Actually, you know what?
I feel like I would feel like betrayed if I was an OT5 and he was doing all that stuff like behind my back.
That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially as a woman, like you hear about all these things, you're just horrified because idols project this image of like having a connection or being like there's an idol for every girl who prefers that way or every fan that goes that way, and like they just shattered it by being with these scandals, and it's not unheard of to feel like the image that they projected to you is actually like completely false and you've been like misled and lied to. Obviously we don't know these idols, and scandals keep popping up that make you go like, oh shit, like they're not as awesome as I was hoping they were in real life. About,
Casey, GD visits me in my dreams. I know him.
Oh yeah, I'm so sorry. No, Chris obviously was not talking about you and GD. You have a very special relationship, and I respect it wholeheartedly. It's these other idols, these scandal ones. Yes, you know that girl who was the star of "It's Okay Not to Be Okay." She actually just has a scandal recently because she So her ex-boyfriend, she made him like quit his show because she was forcing him to like make the director revise the whole script to no skinship because she was like very possessive and controlling. And she was like, don't make eye contact with female staff, stand by yourself.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she literally called him Kim Stiff. She wants him to be stiff for like physical contact with other people. And like the show like worked around it. And then he ended up quitting halfway because he like was saying like, oh, I'm stressed, I have an eating disorder, and all these things that were clearly a product of like the stress she was putting on him to like make the show rewrite their whole script and be rude to his fellow actors just because they're women. God. Yes, you don't know idols.
Some shit.
It's the season of scandals, and I'm just waiting to see who's next at this point.
Well, I mean, people are out there to get anyone.
That's true.
So,
no one get us. We're just nice.
All right. I will wrap us up really quickly by sharing some of the things that I've been invested in. First of all, I'm NCT trash. I've decided.
You knew this.
I knew that too, but you know how I really knew is when Wavy had their comeback and I was invested.
Yeah.
Wow. That was the one unit.
In the middle of the night, like all these like Xiaojun and like all these freaking IG
just
clips
expose me,
of
that's
them.
Fine. So Wavy was like that one piece of NCT that I just didn't really know that much about pre-2020. And I'm into them. Like, I want to know more about them now. And it was because of
literally,
NCT 2020.
Literally, Chris was the only one before who
exactly
would even talk about Wavy.
No, but their comeback song this time around, it was really good. Like, Kickback was really good. It was catchy. And then their B-side Action Figure was really, really good, too. Highly recommend those two songs, and I love all the NCT content. Y'all keep churning the content, even if they're not coming back, which I appreciate.
Wait,
NCT 127, keep coming with the stuff. NCT Dream with their fake cafes, and they're preparing for their new comeback
which
I'm looking forward to.
Can we talk about this fake cafe? Because, first of all, I didn't know that it was an April Fool's joke until pre-recording. When did they announce that?
On April 1st.
Oh my god. I'm like so disconnected. I don't know what's going on.
But they did make, I was telling the host right before we came on, they did make allusion to like some kind of hot sauce, like in one of the clips when they were like making drinks or something. So I guess it connected to whatever their theme is going to be on May 10th.
Wait, okay. I guess next thing I would like to ask about, what is this NCT Dream, the first album, Hot Sauce? I thought they already had albums, or has it been mini albums, or?
They've all been minis. So that's why it's such a big deal that they're doing a first full-length studio album.
Wait, so they're still all, this is still full dream, and then they're going to graduate after this, all of them?
Well, these are,
or is that back, just like a theory?
Yeah, we're back to wearing our tinfoil hats.
So, okay, I'm looking at this email that I got from SM Global Shop.
I'm scared.
Global Shop.
Oh, yeah, Chris gets subscriptions. Okay, go ahead, Chris. It says,
the first album, Hot Sauce, NCT Dream comes back with 7 hot charms. Fire emoji. Meet NCT Dream, well, the first album, photo book version with 10 new songs, pre-order.
It's going to be the original OT7 cast. We don't know what's going to happen to them after. Ashley can speculate. We've already speculated. But no casting changes for this time around.
Can you recap, Nathan, what your original speculation was? Just so I can remember, because I feel like it's been so long since we debated this.
My speculation was that nothing changes, and if there's a new NCT group, it's going to be called something else. Your speculation was that for some reason, all these kids are going to be not Dream anymore, and these new whatever number of people are going to be called Dream.
No, okay, you're getting it wrong. I thought that the 2000 line was going to graduate and then join a group with Shitaro and Sungchan, and then they were just going to re-enter more Dream members.
Yeah, so you think that other people are going to be Dream members that are apart from the seven yes. original casts. Yeah, but that's not what I think at all.
Yeah, now I think that all 7 are going to graduate, like, all 5 who are left are going to graduate. No, 6 are going to
graduate. 7 of them. There's
no,
7.
No, but Mark has but six already are graduated.
Left. But he never, but he's coming back for Hot Sauce.
Okay, I know, because Dream is a new group. I get it. But I'm just saying, like, they're going to graduate them, so they're not, like, part of the
But the graduation dream. Is, oh, there's no graduations that are going to happen.
Oh.
That's what you've been thinking for the last 2 or 3 years. But we don't know if it's going to happen.
Okay, that makes sense now that no one's going to graduate. People are just going to get added, like, fucking NCT, the universe.
Yes, no one was debating that they're not expanding. They're going to expand till forever.
Well, so what do you think is going to happen? They're going to bring in 7 new members, and then what's going to happen to the other
I don't group? Think they're going to bring other... in 7 new members. I think they're going to do it like how they did it with Shitaro and Sungchan. Like, 1 new member for...
I think they're gonna add a unit by the end of the year.
Oh, an extra unit?
A brand new unit?
Yeah.
Hold on. How many units are
That's
there?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
127.
The new Maknae is going to debut in October 2021.
Wavy, 127, so you, Dream. Yeah, there's
So there's
going to
be a fifth unit.
We don't know.
Dream. He's saying that new Dream members are going to enter.
No. New members are going to enter a unit that is not going to be called Dream. It's just going to be something new.
It's going to be like NCT, okay,
this is,
where
this
new.
Is where we're disagreeing.
And Dream is going to stay
NCT
the same.
NCT freshman.
No, Dream is not going to stay the same.
That's the fundamental disagreement. That Ashley thinks that Ashley thinks that NCT Dream, for some reason, is going to, like, let's say that, like, there's going to be a new like 3 members that join in. They're going to be added into Dream. That's what Ashley thinks.
Yes.
Like as a substitution. Like,
yes.
That's not my thought.
Because they keep saying that Dream is a U style group where people just go in and
they
out.
They have not said that for like 3 years.
No, they did say
we
that.
We have
last
also
year.
Not seen evidence of that.
Thank you. The data does not show that.
Yes,
and yes, we believe the
they
data.
They are coming with a OT7 Hot Sauce May 10th. Y'all better stream it. I will put streaming rules on you just like I did last time.
Okay.
What's
that's
happening
fine.
May 10th? Why does May 10th feel like an important date?
Oh, that's when the album's going to be released.
My birthday is May 11th.
Oh, that's cool.
That when we were supposed to go to BTS?
No, May 3rd.
Last year?
May 3rd. It's always around Peter's birthday.
I was going to go to BTS on May 10th because it was in Dallas.
Oh. Weren't you going to go to NorCal too? Santa Clara?
Yeah, I was.
Well, you're going to go to NorCal. Were you going to go to LA
and
with us?
And those tickets are still out there. No.
Hey, I'm not go outdoor to LA concerts can be a thing now in California. So I await the day.
So Rose Bowl.
Yeah, and Rose outdoors. Bowl.
Like, they're going to come here. They're like, y'all can't get it together.
They're not coming here.
Maybe they'll
send their holograms. No. I don't want them to come here.
I'm keeping them safe.
You're looking out for their best interests, and yeah.
It's true. I am.
Okay, I have two more quick points. One is what we've kind of already talked about and alluded to. I love the new Beckin album. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a work of art. I'm glad that he has Candy, and that's his bop song, but this is his artistry. So my favorite song from the album is called All I Got. And y'all need to listen to it.
The whole because album is a bop.
There is nothing else that I've listened to like All I Got.
I added Bambi to my dinner music playlist for my wedding.
Oh my God. I feel like it's
spicy.
I can't listen to that song without thinking of that dance move where he's like hip thrusting. You know?
I'm wondering if there's any like references that are inappropriate in it, and then my in-laws are like obviously going to fully understand the lyrics.
Well, you should probably read the translations.
The whole song is about like fairy tales and how this girl is your dream. So he references a lot of fairy tales like Tinkerbell and Neverland and Bambi. Like, just
wow, perfectly tales. Fits a wedding then. Look forward to that while you guys are eating your dinner.
Okay, great. So, been listening to that. I've been streaming Roland by Brave Girls, who it's not even like a task. When I say stream, it feels like a task, but it's not because I just play it as like my go-to song for the last 2 months. And then lastly, I have been supporting Wendy with her debut album, and who knew that this was going to be her grand return from her very tragic incident a year and 4 months
What a
ago?
Return, too, though.
Oh, my God.
What a return. She's back. She's killing it.
She was lying in wait while she was recovering. Yeah. Like, y'all don't know what I'm going to bring.
I'm just really glad that she was given this opportunity, because a lot of times throughout SM's history, for example, like, I think one of the reasons why the EXO members left, some of them, was because they felt like, you know, sometimes SM could give more better treatment to domestic artists. And sometimes we see Amber leaving, we see a lot of, like, Tiffany is kind of more based in US now. So, you know, I'm really glad that, you know, Wendy as a Canadian, right? She was able to get her moment, especially after her accident. My favorite song off of her mini album, which everyone should listen to, is called When This Rain Stops, which is, I think it was supposed to be a double title track, but she's more promoting Like Water, which is also great too. But When This Rain Stops is my personal favorite off of the album, and I love it. I'm ready for a full Red Velvet comeback for, I'm going to say, mid-summer. That is just
Are you manifesting this, or do you know?
I'm manifesting it into the world.
That would have given Irene enough time to, like, her issues to
die. I think
people
have kind of forgotten about Irene with all of the other things that were happening.
Yeah, that's true.
Her scandal was like a drop in the water, and it was very mild, whereas the latest stuff has been real juicy.
This is like deep. Irene is like, oh, she was mean to like a hairstylist, and she didn't.
She just has like bitch face.
Yeah. But like a lot of people have resting bitch face, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Anyways. I saw a really funny, and I'll go ahead and wrap up with this. I saw a really funny comment on the Atlantis music video today, and it was like, damn, SMB, like, something about, wow, God, what was it? Like, oh, they be helping with, like, the thirst because they're, like, doing so many water themes. So, like, Wendy's doing, like, water, and then SM helped. They did Chinese Atlantis, yeah. So they were like, damn.
Hilarious.
Something about the water in SM has been really good right now.
They're dehydrated, and so they're trying to get us rehydrated.
Anyways, all right. Anyone have any last minute thoughts on anything before we close up?
I got my shiny light stick today, yeah. So I'm ready to put this bitch to work whenever concerts and things happen. Maybe in the West, who knows? But
maybe in the West.
I'm equipped.
All right.
I'm equipped.
Oh, and you posted that on the story today, right?
Yes, I did. I was going to make like a formal like unboxing, but then I realized I still haven't even edited my unboxing of the shiny albums. From now they're repackaged. They've already released a repackage.
That was my first thought, from, Casey. I was like, are you going to buy these don't two call now?
Me. Yes, of course.
I bought pre-ordered. Well, I bought Wendy's, but it's not supposed to come for like months.
Dude, the album for Don't Call Me, I ordered it from SM Global and it still hasn't even shipped.
Mine's not coming. Ordering off Music Choice.
Oh, Music Plaza. I ordered two from Music Plaza, and then I still have one more from SM coming. It hasn't even shipped. I don't know if I want to keep it, but I got... Oh, no, I won't. I'll spoil my unboxing. Both albums had Key as my photo cards, so I'm like... Ooh. I need more. I need other cards.
All right. Well,
but yeah, that's it.
Thanks. I enjoyed listening to what everyone has been catching up with, and I'm glad that we're on the saddle again.
Yeah, we're all caught up. We're back.
We're back. We'll be back in another 2 weeks with the K-Bops episode as normal. If you haven't already done so, we're on Instagram and Twitter, so feel free to follow us there at Idol Talk Pod. And until next time, we'll talk to you all later. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.